Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, here's one last look at the nation's overall corn harvest numbers for 2019 with USDA's Stephanie Ho.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the weather this past week was wide open for corn.
But it wasn't warm enough to melt the snow across the northern tier of the production area from the Dakotas to Michigan. And for that reason, we did not see a great deal of harvest progress in the areas where a lot of the corn is still out in the field.
Nationally, 92% of the corn has been harvested, compared to 100%, which is the five-year average and last year's number at this time.
And so there's still a lot of corn out there. With that 92% nationally, of course, that means 8% of the U.S. corn crop still in the field on December 8th. And it's more dramatic in the north.
Michigan, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wisconsin are far behind their averages.
That is where we stand as we finish off the season. It's possible that some of the individual states may report data as we go forward, but that is it for the national report for 2019.
Rippey also gave an update on the sunflower harvest.
The other northern crop that has been an absolutely terrible harvest season is sunflowers. And there, the progress is actually worse than what we've seen for corn. And looking at the national number, just 73% of the U.S. sunflower crop harvested by December 8th. We do not have a five-year average, given the lateness of the harvest. But looking at data over the last two decades, this is by far and away the slowest sunflower harvest on record. Now, looking at the two states that typically produce more than four-fifths of the sunflowers in terms of crop production, North Dakota harvest just 60% complete. We do not have a five-year average, but last week's number, December 1st, was 94% is the five-year average. South Dakota, just about four-fifths complete. The number for South Dakota is 79%. We also do not have a five-year average for South Dakota, but last week's number, December 1st harvest average, was 94%. So again, a lot of sunflowers still left out there in the snow in the Dakotas as we move deeper into December.
And a group of farm organizations is asking House and Senate leadership to extend the biodiesel tax credit. A letter sent last week to the leaders of both chambers says, "We believe that Congress can and must pass an immediate extension before returning home at the end of the year." The group includes 11 farm and biodiesel groups, including the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Farmers Union. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.